Rowan and the Travellers, Rowan of Rin number 2. Written by Emily Rodder and read by Rachel Blake.
The news spread quickly through the village of Rin. The children shouted it in excitement, their voices ringing through the valley and echoing back from the great mountain that rose above the town. They shouted it running, running madly down from the hills, past the buckshaw fields and the orchard, beside the gardens, and all the way to the village square. They had seen the three forerunners flying over the hills, the silken kites to which they clung brilliant against the sky. They knew the carts, the horses, and the chattering, singing people were not far behind. The travellers were coming, bringing games and stories, dancing and music, wonderful things to trade. Soon their bright tents would spread, fluttering like huge butterflies among the yellow slip daisies on the hills above the village. At night their bonfires would brighten the darkness, and their music would ring through the valley. They would stay a week or two or three, and for the children every day would be like a holiday.
The travellers are coming!
Standing by the buckshaw pool, watching a butterfly struggle from its cocoon on the branch of a tree, the boy Rowan, keeper of the buckshaw, heard the cry. But he had already guessed the news. Long before the other children spied the forerunners, he had seen the buckshaw raise their heads and look across the valley to the hills. The big animals were listening to something he could not hear.
So, the travellers are coming, he said to Star,
his favourite of all the great beasts. You heard their pipes before, didn't you? Star stood swaying, looking out to the hills.
We did not expect to see them this year,
Rowan went on. But it is the season for them. The tadpoles in the stream are growing legs and changing into frogs. The caterpillars are becoming butterflies, and the slip daisies are in bloom, he sniffled. As well I know, the pollen makes my nose run. Star rumbled deep in her throat and shifted her feet restlessly.
What ails you, Star? Rowan asked her, scratching her neck under the thick wool. Be still. All is well.
He looked at Star in puzzlement. All the buckshaw had been unsettled lately, and he could not understand why. He had checked them over very carefully. There was no sign of sickness, and yet for days they had seemed nervous and unhappy.
All is well, Star, he said again.
But Star pawed the ground, pushed at his hand with her heavy head, and refused to be comforted.